I think that ornament tweet has been my most popular tweet to date.
Ever in the history of tweets?
Got over 100 retweets.
Just the ornament itself?
Just that stupid
tweet. None of the
tweet.
Smart-ass puns afterwards? Of which mine was the best?
It was pretty good.
No. The best is Bowlers.
Bowlers was good. Bowlers was good.
I don't get it.
Why don't you turn those cards so the whole table
can because you're a monster
them.
Who hasn't seen Wrath of Khan.
I haven't seen any Star Trek ever. So.
I don't even.
Not even the new movies?
Nope.
She doesn't watch anything ever.
She doesn't watch.
Except anime, apparently.
I like anime a lot.
Which, if you're going to pick something to watch, it's a bad choice.
I like anime. Mm,
I don't know about that.
Wrath of Khan over any anime.
No way. No All way.
Right, scrap the game. New podcast.
No way.
We're going to watch Wrath of Khan.
We're watching Wrath of Khan. We're just going to
I've seen it a million times.
It's a good show.
It's great.
It's good.
Not over any anime. I don't... Not... No.
All. There's plenty of anime all. That are not as good as Wrath of Khan.
There are plenty of anime that are not as good, but Wrath of Khan is not better than all anime.
Yes, it is.
There are anime that I would rather watch than Wrath of Khan. Well, plenty.
You have poor taste.
Not a Star Trek guy, anyways.
Well, also, Wrath of Khan is not porn, so...
What does that mean?
You don't know about anime and porn.
I know there's a large supply, but if I'm going to watch porn, I'm going to watch real people instead
of
animated people.
Anime is not porn.
What? I thought all anime was porn.
No, you never know.
There's a Venn diagram.
I've never been... The cartoon version of nudity has never been appealing to me.
Welcome to the Penny Arcade Staff Podcast. Today, we're going to try something a little different. We're going to play a game while we, you know, chat at you and talk about anime porn, etc. So, today we are playing King of Tokyo
with the power-up expansion.
And why don't you explain... How to play this game, Jeff.
I don't know how I become the de facto game master of King of Tokyo. Each player controls a monster. Each monster has
kaiju style monsters.
There's a small board that represents Tokyo, and then there's two spots for large players. We're playing with five. We'll reduce to one when we get below that represent kind of King of the Hill spots. The object of the game is to either accumulate 20 victory points or kill everybody else. And everyone starts with 10 health. Play is determined by rolling 6 die that are numbered 1 through 3, and then they have an attack icon, a health icon, and an energy icon. You can roll the dice Yahtzee style, which means you roll the dice, keep the die that you want to keep, and you have 2 more rolls. You can earn victory points by rolling one of the numbers. If you match 3 numbers, you get that many victory points. So 1, 2, or 3. Any additional that you roll is only worth 1 additional. So if you roll 5 threes, you get 3 for the match, and then 4 and 5 for each additional one.
Got it.
You can roll the energy to collect energy, which are these little cubes that you can then use to spend on modifying cards.
Ability cards.
Ability cards, modifying cards. They do all sorts of different cool stuff. Health to heal yourself back up, and because we're using the expansion, if you happen to roll 3 health, you can pull one of your evolution decks that are unique to your character.
Which are additional abilities.
Yeah, additional modifiers abilities.
Randomly, or do you pick?
Pick from the top.
Ooh.
So shuffle.
Oh, so random.
And then the attack icon. The way attacking works is you can only attack those, if you're outside one of the King of the Hill spots, you can only attack those who are in. If you're in, you can only attack everybody who's out.
Everybody?
Everybody yes. who's out.
All at once.
Risk, yes. reward.
The problem is that you cannot heal when you're in one of the circles.
When you are in one of the hills.
Yeah. And if you damage someone who's on one of the hills, they can choose to change places with you.
And make you king?
And make you king.
Do they still take the damage?
Yeah. Energy. You can spend 2 of your energy to sweep the board of available cards. So there's always 3 face up. If you don't like any of the 3 that are on there, or maybe you don't have enough to buy a good one and you know someone's going to buy one on their turn,
mm-hmm.
you can spend 2 energy and it sweeps it. But then you got to, the next 3 go up.
Can you then buy that if you have enough?
You only can buy cards after you've resolved your die roll.
So that's a yes.
Okay. So if you have 100 energy, two to sweep, spend the rest of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you have 100 energy,
then you're playing the game wrong.
Sure. How many of these can you have in front of you?
As many as you can afford.
Okay.
Some of them are one-time use. Some of them are keep. I gotta actually say keep or discard on them, so that makes it easy. The reason there's two extra dice, there are modifiers that'll let you roll extra dice. There's like poison counters, a bunch of extra stuff that may or may not factor into the game.
Claws attack, lightning bolt is energy, and heart is health.
Heal.
So the first two people whose turns resolve with at least one attack are the first two to enter the King of the Hill spots.
Okay.
All right.
So to review, if you are the King of the Hill, you can damage everybody at the same time.
Except for the other person that's in...
The other hill.
The other hill.
The other king.
And that will only last until the first person dies, and then we're down to one
hill.
If
you are not the King of the Hill, you can only damage the king.
Yes.
At which point the king can choose to make you the king after taking that damage.
If there is no king?
At the first time, if there's no king, and you have attacks, you will become the king.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So no attacking... Dinosaur and Mecha Dragon, right? They can't fight each other.
No.
Okay.
Not unless I'm, one of those characters is in the...
If you are outside the hill, you choose which king you're attacking?
You hit them both simultaneously. You hit them both.
Oh, and then you choose which one you're swapping.
Or they get it. That's up to them.
Duke it out.
That's the order of operations there.
It's
fist fight.
Yeah, I don't think it's clear.
I guess.
Clockwise from the attacking player. There you go.
Okay. Actually, if you're in Tokyo Bay and you get attacked, you can just leave. So let's determine who gets to roll first by most attack counters on one roll.
I am Kiko. I will be playing Cyber Bunny.
And your roll is?
No attacks.
One,
no
two,
attacks.
Three, no attacks. No attacks. Two energy, one heart. Heart is pointless because no one's taking any damage.
Oh, you're just
going
to play. We're rolling for
who goes
play orders.
Now we're playing.
All right.
I'm going to keep the two powered, re-roll, another two power, and I get to roll one more?
Yeah, you can roll again if you want.
So...
So you have your turn did resolve with an attack, so you get four energy, and you are now occupying Tokyo City.
But I don't attack anybody.
But you don't attack. It doesn't hurt anybody.
Okay.
There you go. That works.
Right. And I will buy... A heal for three.
I am Faelauer, and I am playing Mecha Dragon. And I'm going next. And I got...
You got lots of...
Two energies.
So you need three copies of a number to get that many victory points?
Yeah, to get that many victory points.
So you did attack.
And you can stop the roll at any point. You don't have to roll three times.
So...
Well, he only attacks if he chooses to keep the attack.
Right.
Right, but if he rolls an attack on his third turn, he's stuck with it.
Yeah. Sure.
Right.
On his third roll. So four energy, one...
And one heart
and
that doesn't,
one heart
do
doesn't do anything.
You can't heal over...
No,
you
starting?
Can't.
No. There are modifiers that will let you... Are you done perusing the cards? I am Jeff, and I am playing the Gigasaur, which is...
What card did you take and explain it?
Oh.
I chose Mecha Dragon has evolved to acquire camouflage. If I take damage, I can roll a die and I have a 1 in 6 chance of not taking it damage.
Oh, yeah.
Per point.
Per point.
That's pretty good.
Well, no, technically you haven't evolved because there are evolution cards.
Oh, whatever.
But he's trying to add some flavor. He's the gamer, right?
Such a stickler.
That was a really shitty roll.
Two different types of power gamers, the flavor power gamer and the technical power gamer.
I got one heart, one attack, one energy, and a couple of numbers.
That's a mess.
It's a garbage. I'm going to keep the heart, though, and I'm going to try to play for an evolution card. That, crap. All right. I got one other heart, but I got two twos and two threes. I'm going to keep the threes and keep the hearts. No, I'm going to take the
hearts.
Don't look
at me. I'm not going
to
help you.
Well, Kiko's the strategist. I'm hoping to read his face for hits on what I should do.
So you need to roll one more three to get three victory points on your first turn. You
didn't. I got nothing. I ended up with one energy as my whole...
Worst turn.
My whole
turn. Did you introduce your monster?
I did. While you were busy contemplating.
I am Josh, and I am playing the Alienoid.
Ooh.
Mm.
Mm. Some attacks.
I'm going to keep these two attacks.
Yeah.
And reroll my two ones, my three, and my heart.
If Kiko swap, oh, if you are staying, if you're in one of the spots.
Ooh, three more attacks.
If you're in one of the total King of the five. Hill spots, either Tokyo City or Tokyo Bay, when it's the start of your turn, you get a victory point. And damn it. That reminds me, you entered the spot, so I believe you get a victory point.
I'll take it.
Yep, and you take five damage.
Okay, oh. And Josh.
You want to swap with
enjoys
me?
Enjoys the hill.
All right, I will be one with the hill.
So he could have elected to not.
He could have stayed,
swap, mm-hmm. And then you
and
would have gone
forced
in bay.
Him into Tokyo Bay.
Yeah, I would have gone here anyways.
But instead, he's tagging out.
Yeah, which yeah, is smart because he just took anymore. Five
he took
damage,
half of his health and damage.
I'm
but
Jamie.
Now he can heal.
Jamie is playing Pandakai. Pandakai is rolling dice. Two attacks.
Gonna keep him.
Two health.
Quick, yeah, when you two. Take control of either Tokyo City or Tokyo Bay, you get a victory point. If you are starting your turn in one of those spots, you get two victory points.
Hmm.
So I currently have three attacks and two hearts. I was keeping the hearts to hopefully get an evolution. I think I'm going to roll the three dice.
Full on damage. You got nothing.
I got nothing.
Yeah. One gem. Three damage to Josh.
Damage Josh,
what do you want to do?
I'll put Jamie in there.
Okay. I'm going to start
swap
by
out.
Playing my...
So,
go ahead.
Entering, do you get a victory point?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you get a victory
okay,
point
so
for
I get
going
a victory
in.
Point for going in. All right.
I'm
going
to start by playing my heal card to heal two damage. So I'm back up to seven health. First roll
oh my
is
God.
Three
you are
energy, two, three victory point dice, and one, two victory point dice. I'm going to re-roll this two to get a
attack
dice, and I'm going to re-roll it again to get a gem. So I have four gems, so I'm up to five power gems, and going to take burrowing.
Yeah, yeah why wouldn't you?
That's a good
card.
Five power gems. It's a keep card. I deal one extra damage on Tokyo. Deal one damage when yielding Tokyo to the monster taking it.
That's like a little payback, a little counter.
Ooh, that's a good one. All right, here comes Mecha Dragon. What a mess.
Yeah, that's...
Two attack, two ones, a three, and one power gem.
How much damage have you taken, Jamie?
None.
Zip.
That means she should take damage.
Whatever.
I think everyone should be damaged to even the field.
I like power. I'm going to keep the power.
You're keeping one power dice, re-rolling the rest.
And it does not work for him.
Two hearts.
Two ones and an attack.
Two 1 victory point rolls and whatever.
Keeping the hearts.
Keeping the two hearts, re-rolling everything else.
Mecha Dragon is a Borg, I think. It just wants to assimilate.
You got your evolution with three hearts, two attacks, and
nothing.
One victory point. So Jamie takes two damage.
And you can no top card. Right, top
you
card.
Just,
you
can't
get to choose. You shuffle and draw.
Jesus Christ.
Cheater.
Dealing with an amateur
Jamie,
game
do you want
player?
To stay?
Oh, totally.
I am going to stay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can take two hits. Pandika is
what's
not
the order
concerned.
Operations here? Do you evolve then do damage, or does it all resolve at once, or
what? It depends on the card. You don't have to read it. You can keep it. It might be something that you don't want to show everyone.
It's a permanent. So.
Program to destroy. Gain three victory and two energy whenever a monster's health goes to zero.
If anyone dies, you
eat them.
The benefits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad. Eat their heart.
Wow.
I
got a lot of numbers.
I got three twos.
Right
off
the bat.
If you want to keep those,
I'm
going to
keep those.
Two
victory points, and I'll roll the other three die. And I got an additional two. So that's worth
three.
Not two, but three. An additional.
Nice.
Four victory points. Look at that.
Four victory points just for that die roll. That was
you just sit there.
Goes to Josh.
Become a victor.
All right. See if I can dish out some more damage.
I think you should.
That's all I care about is killing monsters.
The sad thing is every time we kill monsters, we're
nothing.
Feeding. Oh, you got three
ones. Three
ones.
That's
one not
worth stupid
it.
Victory
three
point.
Three ones for
which,
one stupid
you know
victory point
I'm
and
gonna,
two.
I'm going to keep these two energy.
Two energy.
Dump everything else.
Good.
I don't care about one victory
pure energy.
Point.
Pure.
pure energy.
This ooh, there's shit. Your claws.
Two attacks.
One heart and one one. I'm going to roll.
So right now you have two energy and two attacks. Rerolling.
Three energy.
Two attacks. So Jamie takes an additional two damage. Do you want to stay here?
Three gems for me.
Stay in the hill.
All right.
Stays in the hill. Your turn comes up.
It's your turn, so you get two victory.
Is it two?
If you start your turn while on the hill?
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Game ends at 20 victory.
Jamie has a long way to go.
I have a long way to go.
So two damage.
Which, remember, would get all of us.
Yep. One power.
Hold on. The rest are... You damaged her, right?
Yep.
You need to be in Tokyo Bay.
Yeah, you're in Tokyo.
That's true.
Because she didn't swap
out. Not me.
Oh, I did. Me too.
Yeah, so that's the order.
Failour is in Tokyo Bay.
Oh, boy.
We forgot that.
Screwing it up.
So he should have received the same amount of damage.
That I did.
That
you
did.
So you got two.
I got two?
Dose.
All right. Let me roll my defense.
Oh, yeah.
Are
here,
these
roll
the same?
These. You can roll them.
Oh, you get defense.
No, you did not defend.
And I got a victory.
You can choose to leave because you received damage while you were there.
I'll stay.
So Jamie is
doing
three damage to everyone.
I got it. Except
brings me down to four.
So this heals me now?
No,
you cannot heal while you're in that spot.
Oh, yeah, I can't heal.
You don't damage each other when you're in there.
No, so everyone but Failour.
Yeah.
Everybody but Failour
takes three damage.
All right.
I am down to seven.
Aim at four.
I'm going to keep these three hearts.
Nice.
Reroll the rest of the dice.
Oh, my goodness.
Get another heart. And actually, I'm going to keep that attack.
So our hearts heals as well as evolutions?
Yeah.
Or was it one or the other?
They are heals and evolutions, but you only get the evolution if you roll three matching.
So one damage to both hills. I deal one extra damage on Tokyo. What does that mean?
That means when you are
on the hill.
On the hill, you damage everyone one additional.
Then my burrowing does nothing.
Not yet.
Swapping.
So I get to heal four health.
Yeah, if you have four, you can't go above 10 unless you have a modifier.
Brings me back up to 8.
Nice.
And I also get to draw an evolution card, which is a temporary evolution.
So hold on to that until you need it.
That's hidden information.
Which I will keep to myself.
Yeah. There's some that are like, ignore all damage this round.
Swap.
All right.
So who...
She's swapping with you.
Yeah, I'll pass, so...
So I enter. That means I get one victory
point.
You get one victory point for entering.
So that brings me up to an enormous two victory points.
And then you are starting.
So I get two.
So you get two. So you're up to three.
Boop, boop. All right, Mecha Dragon rears back and... starts clawing.
Oh my goodness, that's not good.
And I can't heal, right?
No, you cannot heal. But you can still roll
the
hearts
evolve.
To get evolutions. You just can't claim the heal. That hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
That is
Josh
not good.
Josh is in trubs.
Oh my god!
Josh currently is sitting on four.
Oh my god, Josh, you are so lucky!
Josh is currently sitting on four health, and Faye has rolled
three
attack dice. So Josh is down
this
to one. Everyone
bullshit.
Else takes three damage, except for me, because I am on the other hill.
Oh, Jamie's probably pretty low as well.
I'm at two.
All right. I'm at four. All right. I think I know what everyone's going to roll for. The hearts. God
one
damn
heart,
it.
Two attack dice.
No, I don't even want those attacks.
And the rest
attacks.
Are garbage.
God damn it.
No,
Sophie's choice.
Good point.
You know, no, even if I don't get the evolution, I still heal two spots because I'm not in there. Oh, look at that. Oh,
so,
all right, so I get
end
three.
Roll is three heals, including
and
the evolution, and three victory points.
That went about as well as you.
Yeah,
so
I expect
the
up to seven
turn.
Victory points. I heal three, so I'm back up to seven, and I get an evolution. Aha. If it's a permanent, if I start my turn in Tokyo, all other monsters lose a victory point.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Nasty.
All right. So that means
what's that one called?
Defender of Tokyo.
All right.
So that means I'm not giving up my spot.
Some goddamn.
It only works if I start, right? So
I'll swap out.
I didn't do any damage to you. You can't.
You can't.
You can leave though.
Oh, you didn't hurt me. That's right.
Can't you just
leave
though anytime? Oh, yeah.
I think it's on my turn.
You can. You can only leave if you get damaged.
Okay. Well, I got one heart.
So you are focusing on hearts this turn, because otherwise this will be your last turn.
Otherwise I'll be dead soon.
So far you've rolled one
heart. And Phil will get massive benefits for your death.
Not any more hearts, Josh. You need more hearts.
No, you got like 2 1s, 2 3s, hearts. And a 2.
It's a mess. Right.
Hearts!
Oh no, my why God. Can't you roll to the heart side? What is your Lord. Problem?
You get one victory point.
Whoop-de-doo.
And one health.
So you're up to 3 health?
Two
health?
2 health.
Very exciting.
Yep. Good job.
Yep. Great.
I could dumb. Also
all right,
use...
Cyber Bunny, we're killing Josh, right?
Oh, he's dead.
Okay.
I could use some hearts as well.
Two
I got hearts.
Three hearts.
3 hearts.
Right off the bat.
This is bullshit.
I got hearts.
These are weighted dice.
Waited just for me.
Yeah. For everybody else but me.
They have 4 hearts.
Polarity to.
So you'll get to heal 4 health currently and evolve.
Oh my God.
5 hearts.
Those are all my hearts.
Are you back up to 10?
So she's at 7 and she gets to evolve.
This is bullshit.
7. Permanent evolution.
What's it called?
Panda Express. If you roll 1, 2, 3. Heart, attack, energy.
A straight.
If I roll a straight, I gain 2 victory points and get to take another turn.
Holy crap!
All other results still count. I gain 1 energy, heal 1 damage, etc.
Wow.
That's pretty great.
That's a good guard.
So Josh is done.
You're done.
I just rolled 2 attacks. And I'm re-rolling the rest of mine because it's time to do some damage.
Yeah, well, none.
One
no
more roll.
In your face.
One more attack and 3 victory points.
Oh my God!
Nice work.
So, with burrowing, I deal 1 additional extra damage.
Oh my God!
So, 4 damage to everybody except
my health wraps around.
Failour.
And I'm back alive. Hey. No.
You healed?
No, I said my health
and
wraps
I'll
around
take
and I'm back alive.
My 3 victory points.
You kept spinning the
two. Putting me at 5 victory points.
Yeah, so you get, right, you get your card conditions.
Alien is the worst. You can't roll with shit.
And 2 energies.
I don't think
maybe you should spend your power.
The problem is
there's nothing to spend it on.
Okay.
Nothing was
so do I leave the bay now?
The bay is closed.
Yeah, the bay is closed because someone's dead and we don't use it anymore. So
sayonara.
So I don't believe you get to start your turn in Tokyo Bay.
All right,
oh,
so
I also started my turn in Tokyo,
oh, yeah,
so I
so
get an additional 2 points.
Well, Kiko's kicking our ass now. Surprise, surprise.
I don't think he would stay there until he got knocked off or something.
Maybe we should have played Pictionary, Josh. Would have had a
yes,
chance.
If a monster is eliminated,
really.
And that brings the
I'm
number of monsters below 5, Tokyo Bay can't be occupied anymore. The monster in it must leave.
All right, so Mecha Dragon wades back out. And
Cyber Bunny's laying waste.
You are, and I don't want to, you
how
know.
How much health do you have, Cyber Bunny? 8?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has to spend all their time getting hearts so they can't counterattack you.
Yeah, come at me, bro.
He's a badass buddy.
When do I decide to do the cards interactions to buy this
after
stuff?
When you resolve your die roll.
Okay. Not before.
1 attack.
2 hearts.
2 hearts.
3 hearts, an evolution again.
Yeah, he can actually heal now because he's been ejected from the bay.
So you end up with 3 hearts, 3 health points, and an evolution.
Another evolution.
And 1 attack. I will take your 1 attack.
I'll just take it.
Bring me down to 7.
Oh, you might want to.
So this is a question then.
All right.
Fucking bunny.
Oh, no, it isn't yet. So Mecha Dragon finds some shards of sunken freighters in the bay and attaches them to his claws. So now he deals 1 extra damage on a turn in which he dealt 3 or more damage.
This evolution is called
Claws of Steel.
And it's permanent.
It is.
It is permanent.
And I got 4 energies.
Are you spending them for card resolutions?
I have a single energy.
Me too. But I got some victory points.
I have 3 victory points.
So Kiko...
Yeah, I'll buy
you
this
like,
solar-powered one.
Horror, right?
All right, I'm putting a new card down for you.
Certain types of horror.
What do you mean, certain types of horror?
I don't like gore porn.
Okay.
So Mecha Dragon is now
solar-powered.
Have you
seen American Horror Story?
No, I've heard about it, and I need to watch it.
The first season is really, really, really stupid. Good.
Stupid.
You know nothing. If you think it's stupid, you know nothing about horror. The second
season is garbage. It and I tried to watch it. The
first season is amazing.
The first season is so stupid.
You, what are you, you like True Blood. Don't even talk to me.
Oh.
Oh,
no. I don't like True Blood. I enjoy watching
that's
True
the same
Blood.
Thing. Sorry.
He enjoys the effects of True
I
Blood.
I enjoy the various costume pieces that or lack of them that may be in that show.
Are you a horror fan?
So the only reason you don't like American Horror Story is because you only see a guy's ass. You don't see enough
then
boobs.
Your opinion is not as right. weighted as Josh's.
Crap.
Okay. No, it is really good.
What type of horror is...
I ended up... Oh, no. Okay, I get one energy. I heal two.
It's mostly creepy. Like it's
creepy is the best.
Yeah, it's...
And I have done one attack damage.
It's very effective. There are some...
I'll take your one attack damage.
Chipping away.
Down to six. Six health, Cyber Bunny.
I would say...
All right, Jamie.
Shocking scenes in it.
You need to kick some ass.
So if you have audience, if you have triggers, you may not want to watch this show.
Hold on. Can you? How close are you to your strength?
Intense things that happen.
That's on Netflix.
What does your panda thing do? Your evolution?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Good.
If she gets the straight,
I will do
the
that.
Second season. I have not liked as much.
To go
it's
again
gone more
in like
cheesy,
victory
which
points.
I mean, if you like cheesy horror, I guess, but it's, compared to the first season, it's like
ooh.
Not the same at all. I was disappointed.
She's got two energy and a bunch of random numbers. Plus, she's still sitting on a health. She picks them all up except for the one health.
The panda is silent,
meditating on this brutal attack.
He conjures, or she conjures.
Oh my god, that's horrible.
Two
she gets
points.
Two victory points and
I love
one
it.
Heal.
Well.
All right, someone starts in Tokyo.
This band is a pacifist. Oh yeah, you get two victory.
You get your two victory. What are you up to
nine
now?
Nine victory points?
Jesus! Not only is he laying waste, once again, Kiko, in a game of random dice throws.
I'm going to take the evolution.
Levin was talking about a bunch of like Japanese horror films that he was watching.
Japanese horror films are the best.
Oh, so I got a funny story. I did not know when I first met Mr. Krahulik, had no idea he had such an aversion to horror movies. Hated them. So before I started working here, we were just, you know, friends. And me and Susie went out with Kara and Mike, and we took them to see The Ring.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Having no idea.
And he went in?
He went in and watched it.
Why?
Maybe because I was the Nintendo guy at the time and he didn't want to seem weak.
Maybe he didn't know.
Or didn't have an idea.
Mike gave in to peer pressure.
Oh, yeah. Same reason he almost threw up on the Harry Potter ride. He just gave in to peer pressure. I had no idea. And I thought he was just playing it up. So I'd be like, 7 days.
Oh,
to
no,
him. And
you
it
jerk.
Was legitimately pissing him off and freaking him out, and I had no clue.
Did he stay for the whole movie?
Yes.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That's pretty amazing.
So
okay, so I got evolved, four hearts, which is not a big deal because I'm in the hill. Doesn't heal me, but I do get to evolve.
Yes.
So I will draw a card. It is a permanent evolution.
Oh, what happened?
It's called He Who Dies With the Most Toys Wins. I gain one victory each time I purchase a keep card.
Oh.
Now, I did roll...
Two power.
I'm going to play my temporary evolution, Fuzzy Logic. Discard this evolution card to gain as much power as you have already gained this turn.
Okay.
So which will get me to four.
Watch, he pulls a master move and he actually wins
in
this turn.
And I will buy...
I mean, Omnivore is the only one probably...
Yeah,
this
can buy,
one's
he
not
can
great.
Buy this one.
This one's a
gains.
Good combo with that.
Yeah. I'm going to buy...
Yeah.
I'm going to spend three to buy Dedicated News Team. It's a keep card. I gain one victory point whenever I buy a card.
Okay.
So that doesn't resolve now because I just bought it, but my new permanent evolution resolves because I just
bought
this card.
Yep.
So I gain an additional victory point. So I'm up to 10.
Jesus
it's
Christ.
Getting out of control. Out of control.
All right. Mr. Phelan.
All right. Let's see if I can do some damage here.
Look, I'm just happy he didn't kill us.
Two.
Oh, you're going for the attack.
So, Josh, what is your favorite creepy horror movie?
Three.
I don't
two
know.
Energy. Keep going.
God.
I will say one of my favorite horror movies, and it's kind of a creepy horror movie, but it's Definitely Jesus not Christ. My favorite.
Reroll that one.
But it's one of my favorites. It definitely will always be a top for some reason, even though I don't think anybody else gets it, and that's Ravenous.
Why does he get four?
Because of my Claws of Steel.
My Claws of Steel. Are you swapping out?
Did you watch that movie?
What is it?
Ravenous.
He is not.
No. I'm going to swap out.
He is.
Faye is in.
Okay, so you get a victory point for going in.
I think people think it's... Don't take it seriously.
Mecha Dragon is king of Tokyo.
Which is easy to not take seriously because... In like one of the scary chase scenes in the movie, there's banjo music, right? But that's like the point is that makes right. it scarier Jesus because Christ. It's like back in like
sucks.
Old it's like a, Civil War times or something.
It's a juxtaposition kind of
yeah,
thing.
But, like it could be seen as cheesy, but if you it is
everything else it was
actually
like
really good. It's got
oh now I've got
the
two
full Monty. Guy,
energy. I'm gonna take those two
as the main actor in there, and
because Faelara has 10 health,
he's
gonna
play a creepy dude.
It's not very nice, Jeff.
You should check all right, it out.
I heal one.
You may like it, you may not. I don't know, but
and
I love it.
You take
the one movie
damage.
That
right,
fucked me
it.
Up the most.
Oh, that's right. You have a
block. And not because it was a great movie, is because it just came at
you
the perfect
one
time.
One, so it's
two
to me.
This is where I had trouble sleeping for like
stay or you leave.
Who's up next,
and if
Jamie?
You leave, I have to take it.
It only fucked me up because I bought into all of it.
How much hit points do you have, Jamie?
And I think you know what I'm talking about. I read the website. I bought all the lore. I bought into
stay.
It completely right. because mm-hmm. it was cool. It was
you know what?
New. It was innovative.
Mm-hmm.
And like, even to this day, if I watch the Blair Witch Project,
mm-hmm.
it'll fuck
mm-hmm.
me up.
See, I didn't... I had only seen... Maybe a couple commercials. I'd barely seen anything about it when I went to watch it. So I wasn't sure that it was not
right.
real.
Right.
It scared the shit. I went to watch it at night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. I was creeped out for so long. It scared the shit out of me. Especially that end scene. Oh my God. Anytime I
but
see
no,
a corner in a
like,
dark place,
it was
it
when,
reminds me of that. Ugh.
It was when
it's a good movie.
The internet was like the web was
yeah.
not. Not in its infancy, but
no,
there wasn't a lot of no one had like you know big ass
yeah
you know,
immediate debunking
websites
everybody
and stuff.
Just jumps
and,
all over it
right,
yeah.
But their website for that movie was just straight.
There was no Snopes, yeah.
There was no Snopes, and every like I knew it was fake, but I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I just I
bought in and it's
I bought
a good
in
ride, man.
And that movie just fucked
yeah,
me up.
That was
bad.
That was scary. One, that two, was a scary
three.
Movie.
You could
if you went into it with the right you. Attitude, it was
yeah.
Fucking
it's like if you
scary
wanted
shit.
If you wanted to be scared, if you wanted to buy into it, it could really fuck you up.
Yeah, it is such a good job filming that.
I know,
it's ridiculous.
It was so great. And then what's funny is like just a couple months ago, I finally got around to watching the second movie.
Oh my God.
It was horrible.
Dumb.
It was
the
so
dumbest.
Bad.
I don't think I've ever even finished it. I started watching no. like, what the fuck? This is not the same thing. You
Witch
can't
Rock
call this
or something
two.
Like
this
that.
Is garbage.
It was bad.
This is the problem I have with most horror movies is maybe it's just the ones I've watched. The premise or there's a point in the movie where I lose my suspension of disbelief mm-hmm. and I just think it's stupid.
So Jamie right. gets two energy, heals one, and has got one damage coming to Mecha Dragon. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mecha Dragon takes one.
You're going to stay? Still
yep,
staying?
I'm staying.
All right. So I'm down to two health.
Two. No, I
10
can't.
Victory points. I need to get some heals
you
here.
You can sweep the board if you want by spending two energy. Okay.
So that's two hearts. I'm going to keep those.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need hearts. So I'm going for rerolls.
Two energy,
though.
No hearts.
I can get victory points. I can get two victory points if I buy a card.
A card, any card.
So I'm going to keep
these.
The most these.
Expensive card is four, and you only have three energy at this point. Or the
right.
least expensive card.
So I'm going to keep the two energy and the two hearts.
Okay.
And I'm going to reroll these last two dice.
And hope that you get at least one energy and or hearts.
You got
hearts. Heart.
So
you
I got
evolve.
Three health, and I evolve. I'm backed up to five health, and I'm going to draw this. Temporary evolution.
You don't have to read. If it's temporary.
Well, I'm going to use it.
Oh, is it?
So it's called Hairstyle.
Okay.
I discard this evolution to gain three power.
You don't even have hair.
Okay, so you,
so I get two power for the roll. All
right,
so
I'm hair, up to
Jesus Christ.
Six power.
That's as much power and as we've
I
ever seen.
I am going to take jet fighters.
Is that
going to
make you win?
No.
That's risky.
It's risky. So, jet fighters, I discard this card to gain 5 victory points, but I take 4 damage.
So you're down to 1 health?
Well,
if he doesn't have to use it now.
I don't have to use it now.
Oh, I see. You're
but simply by
it.
Buying it, yeah, gets it 2.
So I buy it. Thanks to my permanent evolution and my dedicated news team, I gain 2 victory points. I'm up to 12. 5 health.
Oh, jeez. All right.
All right. Mecha Dragon, let's see what you can do.
Don't
you are King of Tokyo.
Hurt him, but don't hurt us.
First
how is this
of all,
possible?
2 victory for Mecha Dragon. King Mecha Dragon, he calls. 9. You're at 12?
12.
So you're 3 away from victory if you can play that card?
Correct.
Oh.
No, you can keep the 3 hearts for your evolution, but it won't heal you.
I want to kill, though.
Yeah, need it.
So that's your
damage.
First roll?
Yeah, yeah, that was first roll.
He's picking. Re-rolling all of his dice. 1 attack dice. 2 attack
two.
Dice.
Hey,
2 power
something.
Gems, and the rest is garbage. But he's going to keep the 2 attack and keep rolling. Final roll. 3
attack
dice.
Something.
4 damage to you guys.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's right.
Down to 1 health.
And thanks to my solar powered, I gain an energy.
Oh, everybody's on the ropes.
Oh my god, Faelauer is laying waste.
What's this?
Laying waste.
And every time one of us dies, he just like...
The problem is I'm so low is that even it, we're all rolling
so
hearts.
How does this resolve?
When it's
it
your...
says discard, gain 5 victory points.
That's it.
If I get to 20, I win, even
yeah.
though I take 4 damage and die?
You can't
no,
win if you're
you
dead.
Can't win
you'll
if you're
be,
dead.
Yeah, you'll
so
be
you
dead.
Gotta be above the threshold. You have
okay.
to you have to survive with at least 1 health.
All right.
All right, I'm getting ready to roll while Faelauer is looking at cards. So we'll still let him purchase and resolve cards if necessary. Mother Puss Bucket. 1 card. What? That's from Ghostbusters.
Oh. Good to know.
One of my other favorite, it's not really horror, but it's more creepy, is the original Korean Tale of Two Sisters.
I'm not sure if I've seen that.
You have to see that movie. It's super good.
All right.
Oh, you know,
lucked
you know,
out.
Work.
All right.
Maybe
so I have 3 hearts, so I'm going to heal.
Never mind.
Back up to 5. I'm
later.
Going to...
All right, we'll save it for
yeah.
when the mics are off, which is
I get,
super interesting.
I get another energy, and then I'm going to use this temporary evolution. Discard this evolution to gain 2 energy and to heal 1 damage. So I heal 1. I gain 2 more energy, which gives me 5.
Nothing's going to help you there.
No.
You're screwed. I can't even watch commercials for horror movies.
I'll buy this card.
Like, I don't watch regular movies, but horror movies.
I'll buy this card
no.
that lets me, if I roll nope. 1, 2, and 3, I can get victory points from it.
It's called Omnivore.
Omnivore. And then you take 1 damage, Mr. Faelauer. If you don't block it, you don't.
You're welcome to being king.
And then now I am the king, and I get 1 victory point.
So you're seeing the Japanese version of The Grudge 2, I believe?
Also, and I hate to do this
I
to
think
myself.
So.
That
don't
noise
you do a retaliatory
that the
to
broken
me?
Neck
no,
that
he's
guy makes, that just like gargling noise, oh,
one.
That
oh,
creeps
burrowing.
Me out super
yep.
bad.
When he leaves.
I don't
okay.
remember the two. I remember
right,
the first
all
movie.
We need, actually, well, you can't taste him, can
the
you?
Part
no.
that Okay. The scariest part of the original Grudge is the kid.
She can hurt me. Yeah, I mean, technically, she could kill me by rolling 6.
I can't remember the kid.
Under the table
oh,
at the restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you are killing Jeff.
And I watched that with that girlfriend. And I would,
and healing yourself.
Make the noise.
Need to heal myself more.
Around her, scare the crap out of her, but I would end up
oh,
scaring myself too.
I'm out!
So Jamie
it's
rolls 4 attack dice. All right,
I'm alive,
heals
but Jesus.
1 health.
And then I'm leaving so that Panda can take over.
So Jamie
get,
is in the hot seat.
You
she
get a
gets
victory
1
point.
Victory points.
And I am dead. I'm
have,
super gonna be dead.
You have 2 health.
2 health.
You can buy... no, you don't want to buy that
I'm
one.
Looking for health.
But if you happen to roll two damage... Oh, and look at all those twos.
Yeah, one health.
You can take those victory points.
He's got victory points.
I don't need victory points.
He needs health.
I need health. Yeah. So I have one health. I'm re-rolling the rest of the dice.
God damn it. Oh my gosh. Ooh. Oh my gosh. Suddenly the victories become a little more tempting. He's got three threes.
That's really close.
Well, the problem is if I don't roll any more hearts, Jamie's... If she, whoever is on the hill can kill me next turn.
Mm-hmm.
This is true. And you're actually doing one damage to her already. You've rolled one damage.
Right.
That's another victory point if he goes in.
So if I kill the king, I become the king?
Yes.
That's not great. I don't want that.
No.
So I'm rerolling.
It is a legitimate strategy to force people into the king spot when you don't want them to be.
So I still have one health. I'm re-rolling.
So five dice. I just
five
dice on
the last one. I'm hoping two of these come up attack.
Whatever comes up just happens.
So one attack.
One attack.
One health. Two power gems.
Guess who's the new king?
Jamie takes one damage.
Oh, still alive.
Are you jumping out?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I am out.
Then I will take two.
No, one. One for entering. Two when it's the start of your turn. So you were able to get the heal, though, before you entered. So you're.
Yes.
All right.
He's at three?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mecha Dragon senses...
senses weakness?
Bunny blood.
Oh, no, not bunny. Now it'd be Kiko blood. Oh, it is bunny, you're right.
Yeah, he is the not bunny. Panda. Kiko
I
is
my,
the bunny.
My bunnies and pandas mixed up in this
I'm
game.
I'm the panda. There's also a lot of panda blood.
Oh boy.
Oh, boy.
Two attack.
Oh, Kiko's so close to victory.
A second swipe.
Oh!
Four attack.
Overpowered!
Overkill.
Six.
Oh, hold on. Oh, no.
I only need three to kill you, right?
Yeah, unless he's got...
Okay.
Oh, he doesn't have any temporary evolutions hiding. Some of the temporary evolutions are like damage I can't tell.
And two heal. Right.
So when I die, am I yielding the heal?
Yeah, he has to take it now.
Okay.
So I heal two. One,
so I am dead. I'm out of the game. And Faye takes one damage because of my burrowing.
Yeah, that's true. You take a damage, but you also get a victory point.
Right,
for
so let me
so
soak.
Close.
I don't soak. So I take the damage. And then I gain
Kiko was so close
one for
victory.
Entering, three for someone dying, and two energies.
What are you up to, 13?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Jesus. I will buy Frenzy.
Oh, my goodness.
And immediately play it to take another turn.
Well done, sir.
Mecha Dragon jumps into Tokyo,
oh
crushes
gosh.
Cyber Bunny, and lashes out at his.
You have one, I have two.
Remaining
he
foes.
Might be a TPK here.
Toast.
Well, Jamie's dead.
I'm dead.
First swipe slashes
he's,
and
so
destroys
all he needs,
the panda.
He's got five die in two rolls. If he rolls one more damage.
And there it is.
Mecha Dragon is king
Mr.
of Tokyo.
Mr. Feybauer comes out of, well, not really nowhere. You were doing well the whole time.
Yeah, he had a lot of cards built up there.
He had built up...
I built up nothing.
God damn it.
You Alienoid got destroyed.
My ass kicked right in the beginning.
So, final tally is 19 victory points.
Final tally is Mr. Feylauer won and we're all dead.
Plus these three. One, two, three. It doesn't go that high. It only goes up to 20. 22 victory points and everyone's dead.
The original Japanese ring?
Ringu? Yeah.
Ringu?
Yeah.
I found it a lot more disturbing than...
It's
than
more
the American version because it was.
I think the American version is more scary, but I don't find either of them that scary.
I found I found Ringu pretty scary,
mm-hmm.
just because it didn't have the Hollywood glitz.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was a little bit more.
It's got better
like the,
creep factor.
The tape was a lot more scary because it was way more low budget.
Yeah, yeah. Ugh.
I found Naomi Watts way more scarier in the Hollywood version. Just kidding.
Has there been one horror movie that you've liked?
That I've liked or
yeah,
scared
liked.
Me legitimately?
No, like.
I don't.
I mean, who cares if it scares you if you don't like it?
Right.
No, I mean, I not really. Like, I there's some that are nostalgia factors.
Poltergeist?
Poltergeist is fucking scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
Poltergeist.
It was that
we saw it when you were seven.
We were at that age
when I was young.
Was,
yeah.
It doesn't really hold up.
No, not so much. Like, no. I watched it.
I will never watch that movie.
I remember watching Stephen King's It miniseries in middle school, and it didn't necessarily freak me out, but it lasted an impression on me.
Just
like most Stephen King, once you get to the end, it's stupid.
You can go along. You can go a long way with a fucked up clown. Obviously.
Yeah, that's easy.
The thing that holds up about Poltergeist is the build scenes when they actually when shit starts to hit the fan, then it sort of gets a little hokey.
There are some things that don't quite work, but it's still really good.
The weirdest scene in that stands out for me for whatever reason is when the medium has one of the parents yell at the girl, is like, which one's the disciplinarian, and the dad is yelling at her not to go in the light.
Oh, because you're a parent.
Yeah. And for some reason, that is the scene that, even as a child, though, that stuck out.
Really?
In my head is like, how there's the one parent and he's yelling at her, but it's for her own good.
No, but Poltergeist is the reason why I can't handle clowns now.
That ruined
all clowns.
What about
forever.
Like the Thing, right? Or the original Alien?
Okay, no. I saw the original Alien when I was old enough to not care. I didn't think it was scary.
Had it been spoiled already?
A little bit. I saw Aliens before I saw Alien.
Oh, there you go. So you knew their biology.
So this is going to sound stupid, and I know I'll get mocked. The movie that actually scared me is Signs.
Signs was fucking scary.
Did a great job of scaring me.
As a kid.
If you're going to spoil anything, don't spoil it for him, because
I haven't.
I know the premise is.
Okay. There are a couple scenes that will scare you.
So, like, my one reoccurring nightmare as a child was alien abduction.
Did you think about Close Encounters?
It had moments like I saw it when I was like 13 or 14, and it was more.
It was a very strange movie.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
Yeah. War of the Worlds.
No, I saw like Day the Earth Stood Still, War of the Worlds. I saw a lot of those when I was a kid, and it probably helped feed the nightmares, but the movies themselves were not terrifying. Signs, for some reason, and I saw it as an adult. There is one scene in particular.
There's one scene in particular.
There are two scenes, actually, for me.
Two scenes.
There are two scenes that are really scary in that movie.
And I'm curious if it's the same ones I'm thinking of then.
Probably.
I don't want to even say in case.
Well, say the main actor that was in it. Was it Joaquin?
I don't even say like where the setting of it, because as soon as the setting comes up, he's going to know it.
It's worth getting scared.
Yeah, I don't want to. People make fun of it, and legitimately, like, the resolution is a little hokey.
Yeah.
But, God, that's the one that is.
That's a perfect example.
I didn't grow up watching any of those, so I didn't see like Friday the 13th when it was new.
I don't find any of those old ones like that scary at all.
I went when they did the re-release of The Exorcist. I went and saw it in the theaters. And I remember my mother telling me how scary it was when she first saw it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sitting in the theater.
Yeah.
I'm sitting in the theater watching it, and there's a bunch of 13, 14-year-old kids in the theater, too. And they're laughing.
Yeah.
It looks
and I realized,
even as a kid, I never saw the movie, but I saw images of it. I'm like, that looks kind of
But at the time
cheesy.
It was released.
Right.
Exactly.
Before.
Because it was supposed to be a potentially real type of thing. Like
right.
Blair
they
Witch.
Set it up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Isn't there like a new one, like a New York City cop reveals something that actually happened?
Yeah, I think there is. Yeah.
Similar demonic.
That one also
Exorcist
looks really
with
bad.
Cops. Exorcist of the Cops.
Oh, have you seen Wreck? The Spanish version?
Wreck?
It's REC. Like record.
Is that originally Japanese, though?
No, it was originally Spanish, I believe.
It's
pretty good.
Think I've seen it, but I saw another one like
that.
It
all happens
Japanese.
In an apartment building?
No, that is Japanese, I thought.
I could be wrong.
I think I've seen it, though.
Okay.
That's pretty good. It's very weird.
What's funny is we just recently watched Ghostbusters again, which is an incredible fucking movie.
Still holds up so well.
But there are some genuinely scary parts in that movie.
Like the opening 5 minutes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you from? Surprised.
Originally.
No, the scene in the kitchen is creepy as shit, man.
I think I tried to watch that. Like, it was one of the movies that somebody was like,
on your list.
You have to see Ghostbusters. Yeah. And at one point I was like, okay, I'll watch Ghostbusters. Somebody had, it was like, I was on duty in college or something and had like some time to watch it. And I started to watch it and I was like, no. That's, whoa.
In fifth grade, I made my own things behaving
in ways that they shouldn't. That is terrifying.
Well, and that's scary. That's the scariest thing to me is when things behave like they shouldn't.
Across the table right now, we'd all flip out.
Oh, yeah.
Probably more than if a monster came in or whatever.
The scariest thing to me is like kids being possessed. Like things happening in ways that they shouldn't.
Paranormal Activity 4 then.
No.
That has shit, moving all over the place, things happening.
I will not watch that movie.
Like,
forget it.
I was not expecting that to be
no reason as for that.
Legitimately scary as it was. I was expecting it to be stupid. That one was scary as fuck.
Like, some of them are not bad. Like, I watched the first one and it was okay, but
4 is so scary.
The first
scary.
One had so much build.
Yeah.
And it also was in San Diego, so that was another I lived in just by that neighborhood, so it was another reason for me to buy into it.
Like, 4 is so scary that I don't want to watch any
really?
Of the other ones.
That's scary?
4 had me creeped out for such a long time.
So like normal television movies, when they're about to do, when you can sense the tragedy about to happen.
All right.
The impending car crash, you can tell that they're about to, cross that cross street and get broadsided.
Yeah.
Those scare me more than horror movies.
Scary.
When I can feel like
you can feel the
your familiarity
the
with the medium
the,
is such that
yeah.
of the train.
Yeah.
You know that train's coming.
The train's going to come or the kid is going to fall off the cliff or all of those in normal media terrify me way more than the
you hear
supernatural
that sound, Jeff. That is the sound of inevitability.
That's the movies where everybody just keeps dying horrible, horrible deaths. What are those?
Murder porn?
No, Final Destination.
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
The first one,
I was like, this might be good because it's from the producer of X-Files.
Was it? Was it Chris, what's his face? Columbus?
No, that's
the director.
The other guy.
Carter. Oh. Well, I don't
know. Carter sounds
Chris
right.
Carter is the X-Files guy, but there was another.
At any rate, someone involved with the X-Files was involved with this movie, and it looked interesting, but I never went. I
Susie
never went and watched
loves
it
horror cause... movies, and she's addicted to the horrible. I'm sorry if I'm offending anyone. Those horrible ghost hunting shows.
Oh, those are so bad.
Where they listen to a bunch of static, and you're like, clearly you can hear the ghost telling us that they were kidnapped in the Prohibition era.
Yeah.
Horrible.
It's an exercise in self-deception.
And it's so funny. She's not supposed to watch these in front of Ethan. I'm like, just don't, because you're already feeding his imagination. He's going to think these things are real. And he's like, Mom's favorite show is when they pretend to record ghost voices. And I'm like, busted.
So, later in the podcast, when Josh
is listening, it's just chanting in the background.
she wants to buy into it.
Well, she claims that she... After her grandmother passed away, she encountered her grandmother's spirit.
So she believes.
She believes.
Mm.
Which is fine.
That's fine.
But that,
except that she's wrong.
The shows are just so fake.
The shows are so fake.
You know what really freaked me out as a kid, but we still watch them every week? James' not going to get this reference, obviously. Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those are good.
Robert Stack.
The theme song.
Yeah.
Robert Stack. Ultra Magnus himself hosting Unsolved
those
Mysteries.
Those were awesome. Because there was always one
there's a little supernatural
one in there.
Do you ever used to watch the Ripley's Believe It or Not with the guy from...
Clark Kent?
No. Well, he hosted the second one. But the first one was the guy who won the Best Supporting Actor for City Slickers. I can't remember his name. God damn it.
What kind of encyclopedic weird memory do you have?
We just got into some Scott Kurtz territory.
He understands and appreciates me for my pop culture knowledge.
The Young Indiana Jones Chronicles.
I don't remember watching a lot of Ripley's Believe It or Not, but I remember watching a ton of
shit.
That's Incredible.
Oh, God. That's Incredible.
That might have been before Josh's time.
I don't think I remember.
That was from the late 70s.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's way before my time.
All right.
If you have any questions or topics you would like us to discuss. Or if you would like me to do another one of these, you know, let me know. at podcast@penny-arcade.com. Thanks.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye.